Audio Renaissance presents The Art of Mingling by Jean Martinet, read for you by the author.
Preface to the new edition. Like all my best ideas, The Art of Mingling was born on a cocktail napkin. In the wee hours of the morning after a wedding in Dayton, Ohio, I was hanging out with college friends, performing a group postmortem on the reception. Suddenly, one of my friends said to me, rather accusingly, "Hey, Jean, how did you manage to meet everyone in the entire town? The rest of us only talked to people we already knew." More to entertain than to instruct, I proceeded to jot down on a napkin some of my mingling techniques, which until that point in time, I never realized I had names for. To my amazement, my audience was not merely entertained, but actually hungry for this information. That's when I realized that I was much more in touch with the methods of mingling than other people were, and that people were eager to learn these methods. Still, when The Art of Mingling was first published in 1992, I was not completely aware of the amount of mingling-related fear that existed. In identifying this pervasive social phobia, and in offering my own personal and practical system for socializing at parties, it seems I had struck a societal nerve. Even the most surprising kinds of people, TV talk show hosts, radio personalities, top executives, have revealed to me that not only are they terrified of making small talk with strangers, but also my approach struck a chord with them. People seem to really want to improve their abilities in this area. They wanted to become better, more confident minglers. Unfortunately, 14 years and as many printings later, people are more mingle-phobic than ever. We live in a world of email, websites, and cell phones, and although we may have better diets, faster trains, and more cable channels, we are less...